It's Open Line here on KMOX. We have you for a little bit more than an hour longer. We'll get done at about 7:30 and then transition over to Cardinals baseball. Cardinals Angels tonight in Anaheim. The Cardinals ended a seven-game losing streak yesterday, 16-24. Angels at 15-26. So the two teams have very similar records, and we're very happy to be able to go to our guest line right now. Welcome in a familiar name and voice to many Cardinals fans. She used to be part of the Cardinals broadcast crew, and now she's part of the crew with Bally Sports West covering the Angels. She is Erica Weston. You follow her on Twitter at Erica L. Weston. Erica, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you? Erica, are you there?
Players.
Oh, there you
can
are.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can
I got you.
Hear me? Okay, good. Yes, I'm great. I'm so excited to be on with you guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. So the big story for this Angels team, obviously, is the fact that they're playing right now without Mike Trout. What has this process been like for them as they've once again tried to play without one of the best players, if not the best player in baseball?
Yeah, it's been tough. And unfortunately, it's kind of been something that they've had to get used to over the course of the last handful of years. He was out with a hamate fracture last season, ended up missing from July 4th on for the rest of the year. The year before that, missed time with the back injury. But the theme going into this season for the Angels was always going to be let the kids play. And you've got Mike and Anthony Rendon in there to supplement that. And unfortunately, the two have really had a lot of tough injury history. So I think we all kind of expected that one or both of them may miss a short amount of time. For Mike, it seems like he'll be back the soonest. It was a much more easy injury, if you want to say that. But the whole thing for this season was let the kids play. Let's see what we got, right? They've got this young core that they're trying to nurture with the likes of Ron Washington and his coaching staff, trying to teach them how to play the game the right way, how to learn to win games. So guys like Nolan Schanuel, Zach Neto, Logan O'Hoppe behind the dish. So it's all about letting these young guys shine and really figure out how to play baseball at the major league level.
That's interesting you say that, because when you think about Ron Washington, he of everything he does, and he does a lot of things well, but he is especially known for his ability to teach the game. So even if the wins are not coming for the Angels, have you seen those young players take steps forward under his tutelage?
No question. And I think the one example that you can point to is our young shortstop in Zach Neto. It's been really fun to see their relationship grow since spring training. And you've got a kid that literally was in college a year ago. Now he's playing every single day at the major league level. And they've become kind of these two kindred spirits. Ron Washington likes to joke that we're infielders, but I'm just a little bit older than he is. You'll always see the two of them in the dugout chirping with one another. He's teaching him how to, you know, turn double plays. On our last road trip, there was one that he missed. He's teaching him the next day. They're going out there early in the morning, spending time about how to properly execute these defensive plays. And we're seeing that style that he has now. But he's got the confidence to be able to do it because of guys like Ron Washington and our infield coach, Ryan Goins. Have to give him credit, too. He's out there with the infielders every single day. But those two in particular have a really fun relationship. And Zach Neto, I'm assuming, is going to be in that Gold Glove conversation in the future, if not this year, because of Ron Washington.
Were there lowered expectations this year with the idea that this is the chance for young guys to take a step forward? Or were there expectations to compete and maybe they've played below that to this point?
I think there's always expectations to compete. You know, this fan base out here in Anaheim desperately wants to see the Halos and Mike Trout back in the postseason. It's been almost 10 years now since we've seen them in the playoffs. So you always want to compete. But, you know, with the idea of having these young players and growing them, they're literally calling them up so fast that they're having to learn at the major league level rather than get that experience in the minors. So yeah, you want to win as much as you can, but the important thing for them at this point right now, particularly when you've got so many guys on the injured list, I think they have a major league leading 14 guys down on the IL right now, it's just to get that experience. There's going to be mistakes, but if you're seeing daily growth on a daily basis, there's young guys in the rotation, in the bullpen, throughout the entire Angels roster, if you can point to some growth on a daily basis or within a series, I think that's considered a win for them right now. But no question, the goal, get back to the playoffs. Everybody wants to see Trout there.
We're talking with Erica Weston, host reporter for Valley Sports West, covers the Angels. When Mike Trout's not playing, when you lose Shohei Ohtani, obviously there's going to be a level of interest that maybe drops a little bit from some fans. Is the organization actively doing something? Like, you talk about these young, exciting players. Is that really kind of what the message is to fans, to try to, I don't know what the right word is, keep people who might lose interest because those players aren't around, trying to keep the interest with watching these young guys develop?
You know, it's funny because Ron Washington has talked about this over the last couple of weeks or so, particularly on the last road trip. And even when we were at home, the Angels have not played well in Anaheim. And he has been preaching to the fan base, please don't go away because this is just part of the process. We're going to put this all together. And Mike's going to be back. He's going to be back probably before the All-Star break. He was just dealing with that meniscus tear. So he's going to be back soon. But that to be said, he wants them to understand that this is going to be a process. And they're so hungry to be able to root for a winning squad. Some days you're going to have the pitchers that are dominating. Other days is going to have a blowout on the offensive side of things. What they're looking for is that consistency to really just be able to put that all together for a stretch of games. I mean, last week we won a series against the Pirates, which was our second series win of the entire season. The first one was a sweep of Miami on the opening road trip to start the season. So there were progress in that win, that series win against the Pirates. But I will say, without Mike in the lineup right now, with Shohei up the 5 freeway with the Dodgers now, the interest hasn't gone away. The seats are still full of Angels fans. They're just hungry to put a winner on the field. And like Ron, we're just hopeful that they stick around long enough to be able to get to see all the hard work that these young players are putting in to be able to eventually get them there.
Jose Soriano is going to start tonight, and it's kind of been all or nothing for him. His last six starts has earned runs 4-0, 4-0, 1-4. So what's the difference with him on a night where he has it versus a night where maybe he doesn't?
You know, it's really funny because he's also, if you look at his numbers, he's been really great on the road, and he had one really bad clunker here at home. So you're hoping that he can find something with the routine that can kind of settle him in a little bit earlier here at home tonight. But when he's on, he's landing that knuckle curve. It is filthy. This guy has one of the most nasty arsenals that you will see in Major League Baseball. Our closer, Carlos Estevez, has known Jose Soriano for basically his entire life. His brother was his roommate down in the minors. And he says, you know, he's basically in the dugout kind of giving moral support to Soriano when he's able to come out there, when he's on the mound. He's so nasty. Don't overthink it. You don't have to be any nastier than you already are. So you've got a guy in Soriano that has this unbelievable weapon with the knuckle curve, with the rest of his pitches. He's got the velocity, but he's also, again, figuring out how to pitch, how to stay in these games longer, because he's coming off of two Tommy Johns. He had a second one back in 2021 when he got called up last year. He made his debut coming out of the bullpen, and he was a weapon out there. So he's trying to figure out how to utilize that as a starter. He originally was that, but it's finishing his pitches for him that's going to be the key for him tonight. But I will say, he is really fun to watch when he is on, because he's going to drop that triple digit right off the bat.
Final question for Erica Weston. Used to be part of the Cardinals broadcast crew, now working with the Angels. As you look across the way and see what has happened to the Cardinals last year and this year, you were around this organization for a good number of years. How surprised are you by the somewhat downturn that this team has taken?
Yeah, it's surprising, right? You always consider the Cardinals to be perennial contenders, specifically in that division, which every year it seems like is pretty much up for grabs. And you've got guys like Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado, who are two of the best guys you want around as far as building a competitive team and trying to get to the playoffs and trying to win. So it's surprising, yeah, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. And unfortunately, I think that the Cardinals and Angels see kind of mirror images of themselves as far as the process just didn't work. So where do you go next? Do you give the kids a chance to play? What the future might look like? But I've just, based on my time there, my three seasons there, I know that, you know, Mo and those guys are going to want to put a winner out there, and they understand the frustrations, and how can you not? But you got to see what happens, I guess. And I understand that Cardinal Nation wants them to be a, you know, playoff team because that's the expectation, right? But these things happen. You have to go through these to get back to the other side, and you're just hoping that it's a little shorter than, you know, maybe a long-term, not necessarily rebuild, but hitting the restart button, if you will. There's a lot of talent over there. They got a lot of good people, so just got to figure out a way to put it together.
She is Erica Weston, used to be part of the Cardinals broadcast, now working with Valley Sports West and working as a host and reporter with the Angels on Twitter, Erica L. Weston. Erica, thanks so much. I'm sure Cardinals fans really appreciate being able to hear your voice, and hopefully we'll catch up again soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Very good. That's Erica Weston joining us here on the program. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to look around the NL Central a little bit. A big Major League debut over the weekend in what turned into a very weird, funky game with the Pirates as Paul Skenes made his debut. John Parato, who covers the Pirates, joins us next here. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.